official OPT Network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-a-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on Listen Live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. We welcome you on this Tuesday morning, June 4th, and if you're just getting started, it's 7:37. If you're getting going this morning, it looks like another beautiful morning. Not too muggy, not too hot just yet, but a great, great, great crisp morning to get going, get started, get your momentum. You know, we call Monday Momentum Monday, but what I'm seeing is that we need momentum every single day. So I hope that you're off with your momentum. We always remind you about summer vacation. Kids are out on vacay. And so as you're traveling around cities across the country, across Louisiana, across the world, we want to encourage you to make sure to stay engaged. Watch out for kids. So many times we see kids walking, and we know they're walking outside of their neighborhoods. A lot of them are headphoned up. A lot of them are on bicycles, skateboards, and the like. And so it's our responsibility to make sure that we're watching out for them all the while we're on summer vacation or they're on summer vacation. Also want to remind you that you can go to our website to connect with us at www.onpointcxmas.com, or you can connect at our offices, 3717 Government Street. That's suite number 2. Alexandria, Louisiana, zip it up with 71302. Or if none of those things just work for you, you can phone us at 318-445-5658. It's just a great way to connect with the OPT network. And we remind you every single morning that if you've got great things going on in your community, or you just know some good, powerful people that have great stories to tell, we'd love to hear about them. And I'm telling you, the absolute best way, and I know before I really got into emailing and computers, anytime somebody said, send me an email, it would just make me so flustered. But I'm going to tell you, it's just the absolute best way to connect with people around the world. And so we encourage you to go to our website, click our contact form, and just send us a note. And we'd love to hear about what you've got going on in your community, about those great stories that change lives. And yesterday I was talking to someone and I said, you know, every story for me, I don't know about for you, but every story that we share and that we hear, it gives life to the absolute next story. And that's how we get encouraged. That's how we get inspired. to birth what's in us, to be our best, and to live our dream. Y'all, it's 7:40. It's Tuesday morning. I don't know about you. I had some challenges on Momentum Monday, but you know what I did? I just kept moving forward. I just kept pushing. I said, you know what? I don't care what happens. I ain't gonna quit. Oh, yeah. And you know what? When you don't quit, you get grace and you get mercy today. And so we hope that your morning is off to an incredibly wonderful start. You're on point, everybody. It's 7:40. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this. Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LACHIP benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating, yeah.
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It started out like a totally normal day.
I love you.
I mean, I guess I was a little sweaty and I was definitely sore. I thought I had gas. Turns out I was having a heart attack. Heart disease is the number one killer of American women. So now I take care of myself and tell the other women in my life to do the same. Make it your mission to save your life and the lives of the women you love. Find out more from the American Heart Association at goredforwomen.org.
On Point Talk is a proud sponsor of Go Red for Women and the Central Louisiana American Heart Association.
Open your mind to a fresh new world of taste at McDonald's. Introducing the spectacular new Premium McWrap, a dazzling fusion of tender, crispy, or grilled chicken and fresh veggies, all wrapped up in three phenomenal flavors: chicken and bacon, chicken and ranch, and sweet chili chicken. It's an astonishing, tasty experience that will pull you in again and again. The irresistible Premium McWrap, a whole new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website, www.hicksonhasit.com. 24/7, www.hicksonhasit.com. Also, Amerigroup Real Solutions, getting the solutions you need in healthcare for your entire family. Also, that includes thousands of network doctors and specialists to choose from. A hospital in your service areas, health checkups and screenings, immunizations, rides to the doctor, and eye care for children under 21. I'm going to tell you what, it's 7:46 this morning. It's Tuesday, June 4th, and I don't know about you, but even if you're not a sports fan, DC, this is the time of the year that people watch sports and really get amped up. And all I can say is, what about the Miami Heat?
It got hot.
It got hot. And what about King James?
King James showed up.
Man, LeBron showed up and showed out last night. People were wondering, do you think people were really wondering if the Pacers were going to pull it out?
Absolutely. They looked like a powerhouse the game before last when Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade just didn't show up.
I mean,
you know, and Miami just looked like a one-man show.
Absolutely. They started calling Miami, they started calling LeBron James the Cavaliers. You know, he looked like he did when he was playing for the Cavaliers, where he was just carrying the load. And last night, he got what we like to say, he got big. He got bigger.
Oh, he swelled up.
Oh, yes.
Huge.
Scoring 32 points, pulling down 8 rebounds. And you know what? We were saying they could have closed it out in game 6 if Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh would have shown up.
Absolutely, they would have. But for some reason, they just looked lethargic out there. They just didn't play like they are accustomed to playing. And I think they thought that Indiana was just going to lay down.
Well,
but they didn't, because they've got some really, really good players. You know, George is just awesome.
Yeah, but then
he's awesome.
Last night it looked like they just started falling to pieces.
No, they weren't falling to pieces.
The
that
Pacers.
Was that defense.
Well.
Yeah, that was that defense. It'll make you do that to you. It'll make you fall to pieces.
Man.
That's what you call high-pressure defense.
I'm going to tell you what, it was worth staying up late for last night. Well, a little bit late for us. It was an incredible game. And, you know, the pundits are saying, you know, Dwayne Wade has been just really almost a shell of his former self, not really even scoring his normal 20, 21 points in a game. And for the first time since the postseason, you know, he scored 21 points. And we were like, what's up with D. Wade?
Well, D-Wade's also been sort of sitting back, you know, and what happened was, I think, in the last game was not only did D-Wade not show up, but Chris Bosh didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you got, if two of the big three don't show up, you know, you just got a regular team there.
Right.
Even with LeBron, like they were saying, you know, the team looked like the Cleveland Cavaliers, where LeBron was carrying the whole team on his back.
Right.
And he really was trying to carry it. And if he could have, mm-hmm. he would have beat him by himself, because he is probably the greatest athlete to ever put on a basketball uniform, in my opinion.
You know, and that is what's swirling. I read an article in Forbes magazine, and he's being compared to Michael Jordan, and they're saying by far he will outpace Michael Jordan, LeBron James I'm talking about,
right.
in the number of points that he scored. But you and I were talking about that last night, and I don't know. I think that's sort of apples and oranges, because they're just two totally different players.
Well, it's kind of, the only difference is that LeBron had about 4 inches on Jordan.
Exactly, and we talked about that.
But, you know, 4 inches, you know, that's this much. I mean, he is a man child. He almost hit the rim with his head last night. I don't think I've ever seen anybody almost hit the rim with their head.
I think MJ did.
You know, Darryl Dawkins.
I think MJ did.
I mean, not Dawkins. What was your boy for the Hawks?
Oh.
The dunk man.
Uh-huh. I know who you're talking about. His name is escaping me right now. But I'm going to tell you what.
Dominique, yeah.
I'm going to tell you one thing. LeBron played above the rim, literally.
Man.
Literally last night. I mean, he was great in the paint. He was great on the perimeter. I mean, his whole game has just metamorphosized. And what I was thinking last night is, when we started talking about King James and, you know, had they put too much stock in him and the challenges, and could he step up? Was he choking? You know, it's, you can really just see the intensity. You can see, I said last night to DC as we were watching the game, he just seems to be so even-tempered.
Absolutely. He seems like a grown man out there. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I really believe, had he not left Cleveland, he would have reached this same height.
You don't think so?
I think he would have.
Oh, you think he would have?
Yes, I think he would have. He just needed to grow up. He was mm-hmm. really young. He was only 25 years old. Most guys had only been out of college for 1 or 2 years when they're his age.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had been in the league 7 years.
And I think, you know, the pundits, the fans, you know, they expected so much. And I think they expected it from LeBron. And as you said, he was a young player just coming into the league and just coming into himself.
Right.
And they were talking about, in the article in Forbes magazine, they said when Michael Jordan was in the league, LeBron was just being born. He's literally a baby.
Oh, yeah, he's a really, really young man.
But wasn't it amazing to see how he put that team on his shoulder, on his hip? He put him on his shoulders, and he carried him like the leader that people knew he would turn into.
He really is a leader. I mean, you know, and he said what he needed to say about the game before, because, you know, it seemed like D-Wade was saying, you know, he wasn't getting opportunities to
uh-huh.
do anything. And it looked like to me he was sort of just standing around watching the game,
mm-hmm.
you know. But when he got in the game, they went back to the Miami team of old, because it doesn't take a lot for you to just get in and be around LeBron for it to become a game like it was last night. And they just took off on Indiana. And, I mean, you know, they just – I mean – ripped them to pieces.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, they did. I mean, they mowed them down.
Beat the socks off.
Yeah, they
beat the brakes.
And we said some choice words last night about how they got spanked last night.
Oh, they got spanked.
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah, they got spanked. But you know what? I was really, when I watch things like that, the games, and you watch people from their sort of inception to growing into who they will ultimately become. You know, from a couple of years ago, him dishing off to D-Wade, not wanting to get the ball in those minutes of, you know, make or break shots. And he really stepped up and has stepped up and said, I'm the man. Give me the ball. You know, whereas everybody else in game six, they were just like, you know, I don't want the ball. I don't want the ball, you know. And so he really has shown what a leader he really has shown what a leader he is. I don't know what this is playing on my computer. He has shown his leadership, and he has shown, you know, that he has the goods. He has what it takes.
Absolutely he does. And I'm going to tell you, he's a fine basketball player, and, you know, he's just got the intellect, his basketball IQ is really, really high. Mm-hmm. And he just knows where to go with the ball. And he's not a ball hog, really. You know, most guys you see like that, they're ball hogs.
Mm-hmm.
He has absolutely no problem with passing the ball off. But you just have to be in a position for him to give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he won't shoot. If, like, last night, you know, Ray Allen was in the corner. He had a three-pointer, but he passed it to Ray Allen. He's not a ball hog at all. But he does what needs to be done to win the basketball game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and so wouldn't it be nice to see at the end of this? Because he really, Miami has gotten everything that they desire to
absolutely
get.
Absolutely.
They've gone to the finals every year that he's been there. Of course, they lost the first one.
Right.
But as far as financially, once you make it to the finals, mm-hmm, even if you don't win it, the franchise has made every dime that it could possibly
mm-hmm
make. So every year that he's been there, they've you know, went to the highest heights.
Right.
And the last couple of years, well, this last year they won it, and they expect to win it this year. But even if they don't win it, they've been in the final the last 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And so, but if they win it and they go on to do well the last couple of years, you know, they will have gotten everything that they paid for
mm-hmm
from him.
And isn't that refreshing to see?
Oh, absolutely. But I would love to see him going back to Cleveland.
And, you know, the pundits are saying that. They're saying, will he in 14 or whenever the contract is over? I think, is it 14?
No.
Whenever.
2 years after this, so I guess 15.
Okay, in 15 or whenever his contract is up, they're saying, wouldn't that be, like, the biggest coup for him to
take his talents back to Cleveland? Taking his talents back to Cleveland. Because, really, right now, all you got to do is put some really good players around him.
Uh-huh.
Because, I mean, and I think that's why the owner of Cleveland was so perturbed
mm-hmm
by the whole thing. Because he knew, you know, that they were
mm-hmm
right there.
Mm-hmm.
They were right there.
They're on the brink.
Yeah, and they were just waiting for him to grow up
mm-hmm
into the player that he is now. But he was sort of frustrated, and I think he thought that Cleveland just didn't have his back like they, you know, like they're saying, the pundits
mm-hmm
are saying. But it would be interesting to see. I mean, see him away from the big three, and they just put a supporting cast around him
uh-huh
and see what happens.
And so let me ask you this. A lot of the pundits are saying, you know, D-Wade is just looking like a shell of him, of himself, or the former himself. Do you think that he's done? Do you think it's time for him?
No, absolutely not. I think what's happening is he's injured.
But he stays injured.
Well, he stays injured some, but he can play through the injuries. But right now he has an injury that's really kind of hindering his play. You know, he's nowhere near being washed up. It's just that when you have a little injury like that, I think a person can become lazy.
Mm.
In other words, when you have somebody like LeBron and Chris Bosh, you know that you can sort of fly under the radar.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, they just got their signals crossed up. He and Chris Bosh was flying under the radar at the same time. And, you know, LeBron was out there doing all that he does. And, they ended up losing the game as a result of it. But they showed their dominance last night. And they showed that we can beat the socks off of anybody we want to once we decide, hey, look, we got to play. And they are a team that you don't really want to put their backs against the
mm-hmm
wall, because once their backs are against the wall, they come out tussling.
I'm going to tell you, it was just, you know, right when you think, okay, you're going to go to bed, but you just want to see the end of the game, even though they're getting blown away. The final score ended up being 99-76 in Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals last night. And so now the question becomes, the Spurs, the Heat versus the Spurs. And, you know, well, we got to take a quick break here. But when we come back, we got to explore the aging team
right
versus the Miami Heat. Hey, everybody. This is the official OPT Network. And you're on point. We got to take a break. We're back right after this. Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, lay the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar, running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill. When we dress to kill, every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Asian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban, or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing. Welcome to Miami. I'm going
I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies have dress fully equipped, and they be screaming out. So I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this South Summer rain game melting pot. Hottest club in the city, and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get the air, it's about to reach 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas with the hot mommies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me in the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough, flow to this fashion show, pound for pound, anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this, and if you ask how I know, I got to plead the fifth. Chi-town got it going on, and New York is the city that we know don't sleep. And we all know that LA and Philly stay jiggy, but on the sneak, Miami bring the heat for real. Y'all don't understand, I've never seen so many Dominican women with sentiment tans. Mira, this is the plan, take a walk on the beach, draw a heart in the sand. Give me your hand, damn, you look sexy. Let's go to my yacht in the West Keys, ride my jet skis, lounge under the palm trees. Cause you gotta have cheese for the summer house piece on South Beach. Water so clear, you can see to the bottom. $100,000 cars, everybody got them. Ain't no surprise in the club to see Sly Stallone. Miami, my second home. Miami.
Welcome to my room. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club with the heat is on all night on the beach till the break of dawn. I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to my room.
Party in the city with the heat is on all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to my room. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club with the heat is on.
Pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Sinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Evolves Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop. where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by American Wholesale Mattress, leading in sleep comfort. If you're not getting enough rest at night, what are you waiting for? American Wholesale Mattress is located at 717 MacArthur Drive. They've got more than 20 years of experience in helping you find the right mattress and the best night's sleep. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish, McDonald's of Alexandria, and Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program. Get Wired Satellite. Don't forget, they've got so much going on. Free iPad 2s if you qualify, plus some of the best savings, all of the best channels, and HD for life. For more information, here's the number, 318-767-2220. Also, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields. Rosa Fields is serving Rapides Parish for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. And if you're just joining the show, I don't know if you're Heat fans, Spurs fans, or even if you're NBA fans at all. But I know that this time of the year, DC, it brings the fans out. People love playoffs. And last night, the Miami Heat, led by LeBron James, I mean, they just went over the top last night. And I think everybody was expecting it. But you know what? When it's knotted up, it's anybody's game. And, you know, the Pacers really had an opportunity to come in and steal the game last night. But you know what? LeBron and crew, they showed up. They showed up big. And now they're moving on to face the San Antonio Spurs. And many people are saying, you know, this is going to be a matchup of sort of the old meeting the young and fresh. But I don't know. Both teams have some injuries. And so it's going to be interesting to see. You know, Tim Duncan has been in the league a long time.
He's tough, though.
He is tough, but this could conceivably be his last season, I think.
I don't know, Carlette, but I know this right here. You know, LeBron has an axe to grind because, you know, the only time he had been in the NBA Finals before he got to South Beach, they played the San Antonio Spurs.
So you think he's got it on his mind?
Ginobili, Parker, and Duncan were the leaders of that team, and they still are. So, you know, I think he's got an axe to grind. And, you know, I don't know, man. You know, I just think he, you know, he's got to get them back for that stuff they tried.
So you think it's
got to get you?
You think it's gonna be? You think
you know I got to get you?
You think it's gonna be? You think it's gonna be seven games? You think it's gonna go down to
oh,
the wire?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
So you think?
I don't want to be so bold, but I don't think it's gonna be seven because I think that San Antonio has an older team.
Right.
You know, now they have a smart team. They're good. They're wise. But sometimes it's just hard to deal with that raw speed and power. You know, Miami just has a lot of, you know, with King James, you know, on the fast break, they are just, you know, they just a really, really fast team. And it depends on if San Antonio can slow the game down. Now, if they can be successful in slowing the game down and Miami not hitting those three, you know, they got the three ball. They're excellent in transition. You know, they've just got so many ways to beat you.
And then they've got Birdman, who is, he's a beast from the perimeter.
Right. He's an excellent rebounder. You know, he's a hard, hard player. You know, but see, the thing that hinders Miami is they're paying the big three so much money, each one of them on 5-year, $100+ million contracts, that a lot of the other people that are around are just people who, you know,
they're supporting cast. Well, I mean, it is what it is. They're getting paid a lot of money.
Like if they had a premier point guard, oh man,
you think they'd be?
Oh, they would. You know, they would just beat everybody. Like, you know, Mario Chalmers, he's good. You know, but I mean, he's.
He's okay.
You know, when you've got all that talent around, if he was on another team, he might not. You know, you might be like, wow.
Well, you know, we've talked about it a lot just in sports, not just on the professional level, but even down to even our kid. You know, people around you, when you've got great players like LeBron James, they help you hopefully to elevate your game to the next level. They make you better.
Right.
And that's, I think, what we saw last night. I think LeBron got into his teammates' ears. And what I love about LeBron is he's a man about his. He doesn't cry about it. He just says what it is.
Right, and he takes it like a man. And when he loses, he loses. He just says why they lost. And, you know, he comes back ready the next game. But I think, you know, Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade took a lot of heat in the press. They took a lot of heat.
I think rightfully so.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know.
I mean, they're getting paid the big bucks. And, you know, you almost hate to hear people say that. But it's absolutely apropos. They're getting paid the big bucks. And so they are expected to deliver night in and night out.
Certainly they are. And of course, nobody's going to do that every night. But, you know, when you get on the biggest stage in the world. You got to be
either pulling down some rebounds. You got to be making some assists. You got to do something when you're not scoring.
Absolutely. Well, you see with Dwayne Wade's game last night. Okay, even if he hadn't hit the 10 points, he was in the game.
Right.
Game six, he was just not in the game. No. It was almost like he was a spectator. He and Chris Bosh was on the bench a lot because they played so poorly in the first half. You know, Eric Spoelstra was trying to put somebody else out there that could ignite or spark, you know, a comeback. And, you know, and they came back in the fourth quarter and they played the same way. They just did not contribute. Last night, you see, they came onto the court with a real sense of purpose, a real sense of, you know, sense of urgency.
That's right.
We have to do this thing now, or we're going to be going home.
Right. Or we're at home, and we're going to be sitting here at home.
Watching Indiana and San Antonio.
Absolutely.
But it was not to be.
It was not to be. And you know what? They did step their game up. And now, here's the question that the pundits have, and this is, you know, year in, year out when this happens. San Antonio will have had a 10-day rest by the time June 6th gets here when they kick off the first game or tip off the first game. And so now they're saying rest or rusty. Which one will it be? Will they be too rested? Will the Spurs be too rested that they'll be rusty? Or do we expect this to be a thriller? See, San Antonio, the Spurs, they're just not a thrilling team like the Heat, you know? So now they're saying, okay.
But they're smart, though. You know, they're
smart.
Like, did you see the movie White Men Can't Jump?
I did, indeed.
Right. You know, it's like, okay, you dunk and all that, and I'm going to just put it in. You know, they're smart team like
They're lacking the pomp and circumstance.
Right, all that flash and pizzazz. You know, they don't have a whole lot of that, but, you know, they got Ginobili who can shoot the ball. They got an excellent point guard in
Tony Parker. But he got hurt.
Yeah, but that's, man, when they saying that stuff, you got to be careful with that. They'll say they're hurt and all that's decoys and ploys and things. Man, when you get to this level right here, any little edge that you can get on the other team, you want to have it.
And so you think that's just press. You think that he's really not hurt.
He may have sprained something, but who stops playing because of a sprain?
Right, right.
Nobody.
So,
and if you've ever played sport, you know that they can tape up a sprain and get it right to where you don't even feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you jam it or hurt it again. But that's still not going to stop you from playing.
All right. And so what do you think about Ginobili? Do you think that he will be a factor with the big
three? I don't know about him.
You don't know about him?
No. I can't really say.
Okay. So, well, but all right. Now, so what they're saying is that Tony Parker did get a little bit hurt. He is going to come out and play.
A little bit. See, when they say stuff like that, a little bit hurt? What's a little bit hurt? Either hurt or you're not.
Well, okay, so we'll see what happens there, but your pick.
Who that sounds like, please underestimate me so I can steal that first game from you.
Okay, and so what do you think the series is going to look like? How many games do you think, and who do you think, the Heat's going to take it again?
Yes, I think Heat 4-2.
I don't think you can underestimate.
Or 4-1.
I don't think you can underestimate Tim Duncan's.
No, I don't. I think he's excellent. I think he's an excellent big man. You know, he's been doing it a lot of years. He's got a lot of experience. You know, but it's just hard when your forward is about as tall as your big man. See, that's the problem people have with LeBron.
He's so versatile.
On defense, he can play center. He can go down and play in the low post and play defense. But when they start D'ing up on you, really D'ing up on you,
right,
it looks like you're falling to pieces. But you're not really falling to pieces. That's that pressure that they're applying to you.
Right.
And maximum pressure.
And so, okay, this is what happened. Tony Parker, he averaged 24.5 points and about 9.5 assists per game in the Western Conference Finals. But he did suffer what they're saying, a left calf injury in game 2 against Memphis. And he did have an MRI, and Ginobili, they feel, is not really the X factor that he once was for the Spurs.
Yeah, he used to shoot the cover, but, you know, people like that, they'll rise up in moments like this, in times like this. You know, this is the world stage.
Yeah.
Right? This is the biggest stage in the world. So you've got a man who's got another 6 or 7 months to heal up after he gives it all he's got.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they reach down in themselves and just give it all they have, you know, because they will, I think, but I really do think that Miami's going to take it to the house.
You think they're going to take it to the house?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you heard it right here. DC Christmas thinks Miami's going to take it to the house. You're on point, everybody. This is the official OPT Network, and we got to take a break here. We're back after this. Get down. Get down.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services, Sylvia's Caring Companions health care services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica!
Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fanny Gordon, owner and operator of Fanny Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Ivyanna Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by J&J Exterminating. J&J Exterminating is Louisiana's largest independently owned pest control firm, offering effective pest control services for your home and your business. And I'm going to tell you, we live in the country and we're seeing things come out, but after talking to Blake over at J&J, lots of people are calling up to make sure that their homes and their businesses have what they need to fight off those pesky animals and pesky things that come out, critters that come out at this time of the year that have been dormant for the most part. But when the heat comes out, they come out. Now, you can phone for a free consultation at 318-448-4000. 318-448-4000. Hey, they're located at 526 MacArthur Drive. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. It's 8:23. Today is Tuesday, June 4th. I hope your morning is off to an incredible start. And I don't know, I said it earlier, DC, I don't know if people are NBA fans or not, but this is the time of the year, and I said it last year, I say it every year, it's the time it's the time of the year you love to hate. I mean, you hate that you got to stay up late to watch these games, but you love it all at the same time. And before we leave last night's game, we had a conversation last evening as we were traveling home about Roy Hibbert, who plays for the Indiana Pacers. And I don't know if you guys follow that news or not, but DC, he got fined. He got fined $75,000 by the NBA for making a gay slur.
75 stack.
Maybe that's why he was a bit off kilter last night.
Yeah, he, well,
I mean, he looked off kilter.
But looks like every time he got the ball, the bees were swarming. Yeah, that's what he was off kilter, all right. Pressure.
Well, and he used a term, and the reason why I wanted to mention this is because a lot of young kids are being bullied, and they're being bullied at school. And so we were having this conversation with Juice Christmas yesterday after practice when we were coming home, and we were saying, you know, that Roy Hibbert had gotten fined $75,000, and he used the term, quote-unquote, no homo, during a press conference. And you said what about that, DC?
Well, I mean, you know, growing up in a locker room, you know, statements like that are made a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and a lot, you know, because...
And what does it mean, really?
It means really don't play like a girl, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's normal talk. It has been normal talk with kids in sport mm-hmm. for many, many years. You know, but at a press conference, that's just not a place for something like that. And I don't even know now that, you know, we have gay athletes who are not in the closet anymore, because even when you said it back in the past, if an athlete was gay and he was in the closet, where nobody ever said anything, he might have joined you in that type of talk because he didn't want anybody to know that he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So, you know, we just live in different times now.
Right. And he came out and he apologized and he said,
oh, yeah.
You know, certainly it was insensitive and there was no place for it. He said that it was disrespectful and offensive. And he said it did not reflect his personal views. He said, I used a slang term that is not appropriate in any setting, private or public. And the language I used, and I'm quoting him. He said, the language I used definitely has no place in a public forum, especially over live television. He says, I apologize to those who I have offended, to our fans, and to the Pacer organization. I sincerely have deep regret over my choice of words. The phrase he uses, no homo, is a slang used by some to separate themselves from what could be construed as a gay or placing homosexuality in a negative light. And so he was indeed fined $75,000.
Well, and not, let me just stop. He also used
some expletives.
Really, you
mm-hmm.
know, MF-er.
Mm-hmm.
Right there in the press conference on national TV.
Absolutely.
So,
and, you know, he was one of those proponents, and he supported the young man who came out
yes.
as gay, and he tweeted to him that he was sorry and that he reached out to him. But my point about talking about this issue is that words are powerful, and they can be cutting and biting no matter what you believe. And when we were saying this to Deuce Christmas, he said, the first thing he said, $75,000. He said, that's a lot of money. And the point of that is, yes, it's a lot of money, but we have got to be more tolerant as a people. We have to guard our tongues and what comes out of our mouth. And we have to be respectful to all people.
Absolutely. And with that said, Carlette, I really do think that Roy, you know, came out straight away,
mm-hmm.
acknowledged that he was wrong. And I noticed last evening, though, he you know, he's 26 years old.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a lot of, you know, now when we were coming up, 26, you were grown.
Right.
Nowadays, you know, 26 is like
19.
Yeah, they're still kids almost.
Right.
And it seems as if he was really childish about the whole situation. Now, he's adult enough to know that he was wrong,
mm-hmm.
and he's making amends, and he's trying to get the heat off his back right there. But last night, after the game, first of all, he fouled out.
Yeah, I just think he wasn't there.
But here's where you can look at the character of a man. You know, at the end of the game, everybody was shaking hands. He rushed off to the locker room.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's just kind of ugly behavior. And, you know, you have to be a good sport.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's junior high, high school, college, professional, you have to be a good sport, because you don't want to give off that type of attitude and let people see what a bad sport you are. Because a lot of people are watching you. A lot of kids are watching.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, people want to say that athletes are not role models, but they are.
Absolutely.
They really are role models.
Whether you want to believe it or not. Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, it is one of the most respected professions in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. Now, should it be? That's a whole nother
right
story. But it is.
But it is.
You know, and in all communities, all ethnic, social backgrounds, sport is highly respected. Other countries, mm-hmm. you know, everywhere you go, you know, excellent athletes are highly respected.
Absolutely. And what we said to our son is that is another teachable moment. You know, some teachable moments came out of this series in that you don't even in locker room discourse, of course, this was not locker room discourse, but even in locker room discourse, there's certain things that you don't ever say, and it should not be a part of your vocabulary. And another teachable moment is, as you said last night, Roy Hibbert, not only did he foul out, he rushed off the court. And I'm one who loves to talk about etiquette, whether you call it etiquette or just plain good sportsmanship. How many kids watched him leave the court and not be a good sport, not shake hands, not dap up, whatever you want to do? You just don't do it. And especially on a world stage like last night, I just think that it was tactless. I think it was classless. And I think he really used some bad judgment in not being a good sport, DC. You know, it just.
Right, right. In all fairness to him, Carla, he is young.
He's young. I mean, you can blame it on you.
And he's got to grow up. And then, you know, you have to understand when in the throes of competition, in the heat of competition, you know, you may do some things that you're not so proud of because your desire to win is mm-hmm. so high. And you've been trying to get to this level for so long. The disappointment is great when you're one game away from the NBA final, something that you've been, you know, you got to understand where he is at that moment. It is very possible that he will never be at that place again.
Hmm.
It is very possible that he will never, ever have an opportunity to be in the NBA finals again in life.
Wow.
So when you weigh the cost,
mm-hmm.
you understand a 26-year-old kid may be torn up so bad that he may do something that's just not in his character.
Right.
You know, it's not okay, but you can kind of have a humility for it and kind of understand and appreciate that that's not who he is because he did that.
Right.
But
that's what he did.
Yeah, that's
not
he
who
did.
He is.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I think that, and as you said, athletes are held up to be role models. And I think that I know when we're watching these things with our son, we really try to use these opportunities as teachable moments, because at the end of the day and at the beginning of the day, our parents should be mentors. They should be leaders. We should be telling our kids just what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable. And I'm not saying that, you know, a lot of emotions don't come into the play, but we just have to use these opportunities to say to our kids, no matter how you're feeling, you just have to man up. You know, you
Absolutely.
just have to man up, and you just have to show some class and some, you know, some integrity.
And there is no other place that you can learn character like a sport field.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it builds a lot onto, you know, a lot of people don't play sports.
Right.
And a lot of times they don't really understand the fullness of what goes on with a situation like this. But when you've been in competitive
mm-hmm.
sport,
mm-hmm.
you really understand and appreciate that, you know, and, you know, a lot of people, 95% of the people who play sports, you know, it's over for them after high school.
Right. And you've
won't go on.
And you've played at that collegiate level, so yes. you've had an opportunity to see even more of the inner workings.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when you're in the throes of competition, you know, you do things, you say things,
mm-hmm.
because you really, the reason why you play the game is to win.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't win, sometimes some of us take it badly,
mm-hmm.
you know, we take it badly,
we take
it's going to be okay.
Right. And you know what? You got to know that you'll live to fight another day. And I'm going to tell you what, y'all, if you missed it, it was an incredible Game 7. Hats off to the Heat and the Spurs going heads up. The pundits are saying they're total opposites, but we look forward to the series. Hey, everybody, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. I like slam dunks, take me to the hoop. My favorite play is the alley oop. I like to pick and roll, I like to give and go, cause it's basketball, but Mr. Kirch's flow. Earl the Pearl and Will Bingo and Jerry West play basketball at its very best. Basketball has always been my thing. I like Magic Bird and Bernard Kane. And number 33, my man Kareem is the center of my stalling team.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Your health comes first, and Amerigroup is your first choice. Amerigroup is proud to serve the Bayou Health Program enrollees in Louisiana. Amerigroup is a managed care organization and will help you arrange for you and your family to continue getting the Medicaid and LeChip benefits you need to stay healthy. Amerigroup offers these benefits through the Louisiana Bayou Health Program. At Amerigroup, the health plans have been helping families like yours across the country since 1996. For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need. The very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart, it's still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Termites are responsible for more than $1 billion of damage in Louisiana alone. Super colonies have been discovered with over 1 million termites, and Little League baseball games have had to be stopped due to swarms. J&J Exterminating, Louisiana's largest independent pest control company with over 50 years experience, employs more licensed and certified technicians than any other pest control company in the state. And right now I've got Ryan Weber, biologist and entomology instructor at J&J Exterminating, here to let you know a little bit more.
Randy, termites have insatiable appetite, and people just don't realize how much damage they can cause. J&J is the largest installer of the newest Centricon HD Always Active Colony Elimination System and the largest applicator of Termidor liquid treatment. We study your soil composition and we figure out what's the best treatment for you. And we guarantee all of our work, plus we offer same-day pest control service.
J&J Exterminating today for your inspection and evaluation.
J&J Exterminating! Yeah!
J&J Exterminating is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Hey, sis, brought you McDonald's new Egg White Delight McMuffin.
Thanks, but I don't do egg whites.
They're freshly grilled.
Tempting, but I'll pass.
Topped with melty white cheddar.
Ooh, that is my favorite.
So take a bite.
I don't do egg whites. Well, okay. I don't do just one bite.
Delicious, game-changing egg whites and white cheddar are now available on every breakfast sandwich, like the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit.
McDonald's has these freshly grilled egg whites on lock.
It's another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Thank you for listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Smart talk for smart people.
Stop pulling your hair out trying to find the perfect bed. The staff at American Wholesale Mattress has over 40 years combined experience to assist you with that all-important decision. We offer great values like queen pillow top sets, and why wait up to 3 weeks for that Tempur-Pedic to be delivered? At American Wholesale Mattress, we have them in stock and ready for delivery. Plus, with up to 48 months financing, everybody can afford one. American Wholesale Mattress on MacArthur Drive, locally owned and serving Cinlaw for over 20 years.
American Wholesale Mattress is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Have you been surprised to find new fees in your monthly financial statements? Or is your financial institution starting to charge fees for services that used to be free? The members at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union are happy to say no. Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with heart.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Come visit one of our offices or call us at 800-264-4562. That's 800-264-4562 to find out how you can get your free checking account today. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
The credit union with a heart.
Federally insured by the NCUA.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avols Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
When it's your cancer, you can find hope at Christus Cabrini Cancer Center. We're working to cure your cancer by conducting groundbreaking research, providing the latest technology, and discovering new treatment options. Our world-class physicians, nurses, and spiritual caregivers help you navigate through your journey of care. We understand that you are more than your cancer. You can never give up. We never will. You can choose Christus Cabrini Cancer Center.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana. Another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital, taking care of our community with state-of-the-art technology. You know, you already know, I'm going to remind you about those free mammograms, absolutely 100% free. If you're 40 years old or older, y'all, please get your mammograms. They're free for uninsured or underinsured people. All you've got to do is phone Diane Kitts, 318-487-1122. And let me just take a quick second to thank all of the women that have either called Diane or called our office to inquire about those free mammograms. And you can also reach out to us at 318-445-1122. 5658, and we'll make sure that the connection is made. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. And Davis One Stop. If you're traveling on Highway 71, there's no better place to stop than Davis One Stop. It's in the heart of Cheneyville. Now, before we leave sports and sporting events and the NBA finals, the playoffs, i.e. coming into the finals, you know, I was saying to DC, and as we were talking during the break, we really look for those great opportunities as teachable moments for our kids. And so yesterday was Deuce Christmas's first day with summer practice for football. And a lot of kids we know are out and about and not doing things, but you said something incredibly powerful about the power of sports and what it teaches kids. And one of the things that I want to talk about and share with parents, and of course we know every kid is not going to be an athlete, but we should encourage our kids, because those activities really create something in your kids that maybe they don't have. I want you to kind of talk about, you know, your experience and then seeing Deuce Christmas come into, yesterday he was dog tired.
Yes.
I mean, he just was toe down, really.
Yeah, he was tore down because first he had to go to baseball practice at 9 in the morning. Uh-huh. And then at 3 in the afternoon, he has to go to football practice where they're doing a lot of running, weightlifting, running plays, just kind of, you know. So, you know, but it really helps with him not just sitting around playing video games all the time. Because if he could, he would sit around and play those video games all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so, you know, now I don't like to take his, you know, because he likes video games. And that's mm-hmm. his time. He can do that. But, you know, it's more, it's you have to be more physical,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so I think that's why we've got, you know, like the first lady was saying about the obesity in kids. A mm-hmm. lot of this stuff is because people are just, you know, we live in different kind of times, you know, with both parents working or if you're a single person, you know, you're working.
Right.
And your kids are just kind of staying in the house all day because you don't just let them do like when we were coming up. You know, you could just run around all day outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, life was just different.
Absolutely.
You know, it was just a different time. And, you know, your kids, if you were kids, you know, you knew you were going to be playing, having fun,
mm-hmm.
and out and running about until you got to be 14, 15 years, you know. And so now it's just not like that. So we have to make sure that our kids are doing things to stay physically fit. And, of course, yes, sport does build character. It teaches a person how to finish.
Mm.
How to start and how to finish, and it teaches you those steps in between. And when you start learning that carries on with you throughout your life, you
mm-hmm.
know, in school, and you know, because you have to start something, you have to finish something,
right?
You know, and once you start the process of trying to get better at something, you know, you start learning how to do that, and you start, it carries over into the rest of your life.
And so yesterday when we were talking, you immediately connected with Deuce and what they were doing and what they had to do. And you said, you know, basically that was okay. I said, wow, it seemed like they did a lot. But it builds something in them, as you said, that teaches them how, not only how to start and how to finish and what comes in between, but it also teaches them, I think, tenacity, don't you think?
Absolutely it does.
And so for a lot of people that are trying to figure it out, I think that those coaches, and I can't say enough about Coach EJ and Coach Katedrick, and those people that are not getting paid for their time, that go out there and spend time with those kids to help to build hopefully what will be character. Now, are all of them going to have that? Maybe not. But for many of them, it means having those men there to affirm them. And how important is that?
That's very important. That is so important, Colette, you know, to have a man in your life, especially for kids who may not have their father around a lot. Because, you know, a lot of times we live in days where people are apart,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, they split for whatever reason. And, you know, to have a good positive role model in a young boy's life is very, very important. And coaches have been feeling that void right there for many, 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 many years.
Mm-hmm.
Many years. I know when I was coming up, most of my coaches were like very, very instrumental in the way that I turned out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I hate to think, you know, had I not had the people in my life, what would have happened? Because, you know, I still ended up faltering and falling along the way. But, man, if I hadn't had them, I don't know what would have happened, Corlett.
And I think that oftentimes we're too tough on athletes. And, you know, I've got to go back to the Honey Badger. And we sat as a family and we watched the draft. And, you know, he had fallen, just as you said, because they're just kids. They're human beings. And many of them, for whatever reason, and you never know the reason, falter. But really to still encourage them to get back up. And I think the true mark of a champion is that they fall down, but they don't stay down.
Right. Champions don't stay down, you know, because they're champions.
Mm-hmm.
They get up and fight.
And so wasn't it good to see the Honey Badger go in the draft?
Oh, it was excellent to see the Honey Badger. And I'm going to tell you, you know, the Arizona Cardinals who drafted him just thought, they felt like looking at it on paper, it was the absolute best risk for what was happening there. They feel like the guy would have been very, very successful in college had he continued to play. He stopped, you know, I think, he was going to go to McNeese, and he decided, you know what, through, you know, consulting from people, I guess, and getting with his family, he felt like it would be best for me to go get my life together, get myself together, and just come on in and apply for the draft. And, you know, right now, you know, the third round is not, you know, you're not going to get rich. You're not going to, you know, your contract isn't going to be, you know, what it may have been had you not done the things that he did. But he's going to get an opportunity to show that he can play. And I really do think the little guy is tenacious.
Oh, I think so,
too. You know, when Deuce went to football camp up at LSU, we got a chance to meet with him and talk and see him. And, man, he wasn't much bigger than Deuce. he's about 170 pounds. You know, to be 170 pounds in the SEC.
He might have been 170 pounds. He may not even.
He might have been. I mean, but to be that little playing in the SEC where, you know, you've got easily 300-pound people across the fronts of the defense and offense, you know, that is amazing. For him to be able to have that kind of control out there on the field and be able to do what he was able to do at that size.
And he's
a pit bull.
He is unequivocally, DC, a game changer.
Definitely. He gets around that football and he wants to make something happen.
Absolutely. And if you're not familiar with the Honey Badger, it's Tyrann Mathieu. And, you know, we wish him all the best. And, you know, a lot of our young people do falter and do fall along the way. And sometimes we forget that many of us have faltered along the way and that they're just human beings and just people who make mistakes. And I, for one, was happy to see him go to the Cardinals. I think he looked like he appeared to have a lot of humility, a lot of gratitude, DC.
Yes, he did.
And you know what? Getting into trouble and having challenges, well, it will humble you. It will bring you to your knees. It will bring you to a place where you understand that something bigger than you, whatever it is that you choose, has got to take control. And you've got to humble yourself and do what is right. I'm telling you, it's just good to see people living their dreams. I don't know about you, but it encourages us every day. You're on point, everybody. This is the official OPT Network. And you hear the music. You know I got to take a break. We're back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Welcome back, everybody, to On Point Talk, the official OPT network. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana only since 1919. Oh, yeah. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team always doing incredible business and incredible things for our community. In Bunkie, you can phone them at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, 337-942-9939. You already know it's hurricane season, so we want you to consider getting to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf, in Avoyelles Parish for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. The number to phone, 318-346-6695. You know what? As we're wrapping up this segment, this show of the OPT Network, I want to talk about being courageous. And, you know, there was an article written in Forbes about LeBron James, and many people had underestimated, had wondered, you know, had they put too much stock in him? Would he be able to deliver? And, of course, as in any case, when people step up and do what others thought that they would do, maybe not in the time frame, you wonder about the courage that it takes in the face of all of the adversity and in the face of pundits saying, you know, he's nothing. He's a quitter. He's this. He's
overrated.
Exactly. You know, and it's things like that, DC, that if you're not just strong in mind, it'll make you doubt yourself. And so the word for the morning is don't doubt yourself, because let me tell you something. It's like David Mezepel said in his book, Contagious Optimism. You know what? Those opportunities are not always found at the peaks, but they're found in the valleys. So if you're in that place in that valley where people have counted you out of the game, you know what? Fret not, because you can still be a game changer. You can still be one of those people that is a difference maker. Don't be moved by your circumstances. Don't be moved by who people say you are. And I'm going to tell you what, every single day, you need to affirm yourself, but most importantly, you need to affirm your kids. Every day, we tell Deuce Christmas who he is and whose he is, because I'm going to tell you what, people will tell you who you are. And if you're not careful, you might just believe it. So when you walk out of your door and you step into the world today, know who you are. Know what God has given you. Expect to win, no matter what happens. No matter how many times you fall, the word said a righteous man falls 7 times, but you know what? He gets back up. Thank you so much, everybody, for spending the very best part of your morning with us on the official OPT Network. Hey, we do it because we love you. But what we know is this. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget to be the change that you want to see. Because remember, change starts with you and it starts
with me. And I know, I don't know about you, I was a lot tidier in the ladies' room yesterday, and I hope you were too. Just a side joke if you were with us yesterday. Thank you guys so much. For Deuce Christmas, for David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Wind Down Wednesday. You've been On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT network. Our mission is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation